Study Museum of Archaeological Site, Morioka City. 2023, Theme Exhibition. Life in the Great Ages and the SDGs. Audio Guide. This thematic exhibition is an attempt to examine the results of archaeological excavations and other archaeological research in Morioka City from the perspective of the SDGs, and to think about what role historical heritage, including archaeological sites, can play in the future. SDGs is an abbreviation for Sustainable Development Goals adopted by the United Nations in 2015. We would like to look at the lives of people in ancient times from the perspective of the goals for social issues set forth in the SDGs. Please look at the pottery on display as soon as you enter this exhibition room. It is pottery from the Middle Jamun period, about 4,500 years ago. It is displayed upside down. It is called a Husigame and was buried upside down under the floor of a pit dwelling where people lived at that time. There are various theories that it was a groundbreaking ceremony to pray to the god of the ground, or that it was a burial of a baby who died at birth, or that it was a burial of the placenta, the afterbirth of a child. Take a closer look. There is a hole in the bottom, like a flower pot. Also, although you cannot see it, the inner surface is sooty. This indicates that the pottery was used for boiling and cooking, had a hole drilled in the bottom, was turned upside down, and was buried under the floor of the house for some reason. People 4,500 years ago were also reusing fine pottery with a special meaning in mind. This thematic exhibition consists of three themes. Theme 1, Living Comfortably. Theme 2, Living Better. Theme 3, Cooperate with Each Other. And finally, From Right to Left. Now, please look inside the glass case on the right-hand wall. Theme 1, Life Comfortably. First of all, as the first one, the word Matainai is introduced to you. This word is actually found in a Muromachi period dictionary called Kagakushu, which is 570 years old. The meaning then and the meaning we use today are slightly different, but we can see that it is a word that has been around for a long time. Wangari Muta Matai, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, spread the word Matainai throughout the world. It is a uniquely Japanese word that expresses the feeling that it is regrettable to spend things. The pottery in the lower right corner has two small holes drilled side by side. It appears that the cracks were used by binding them with string. Look at the mouth of the jar-shaped pottery behind it. It has been carefully sharpened. Originally, this pot was shaped like a trumpet with an open mouth. Was the mouth broken? It is thought that it was carefully shaved and reused. Look at the black pottery in the foreground. It was originally a kettle-like pottery with a spout, but the spout may have been broken off. There is a black substance attached to the spout. This is asphalt. Natural asphalt was used by Jamun people as an adhesive. They probably used it to glue the spout. In the upper right corner, you can see a whetstone used to sharpen iron knives excavated from the site of Shiwajo Castle in the Heian period, about 1,200 years ago. It seems to have been used with great care until it became very small. Perhaps they thought it would be a waste, so Matainai. On the left side, there is a piece of round pottery. This is a piece of Jamun pottery that has been shaved into a round shape. What were they used for? A counting tool, a tool for shaping pottery or bone and horn ware, a talisman, a child's toy? We do not know what it was used for, but it is likely that the broken pottery was reused. To the left are a tuyere, which was used to process iron during the Heian period, 794-1185, and a slag, an impure form of iron. Iron was a precious commodity, and when it was no longer useful, it was melted down again and replaced with other iron tools. As shown in the picture on the back panel, air was blown through the iron to melt it at high temperature. The tuyere was attached to the air intake, and the impurities that did not become products were slag. So they were recycled. Now, let's move to the next corner. Please look at the panel in the back, in the center of the exhibition room. The second part of one is eating. Nowadays, we mostly buy food. However, in ancient times, people mostly obtained and exchanged food in nature. Eventually, people began to farm and raise livestock in the fields. As agriculture developed, people were able to obtain more food on a regular basis, and the population grew. They have always tried to eat good food to fill their bellies. The sites of the old settlements of people in Morioka city differ according to the way they obtained food at that time. In the Jomon period, people gathered food from the fields and mountains on small hillsides, and in the Nara period, 710 to 794, and later, rice-growing settlements were often found on the plains near rivers. Sites are often found with trap pits that were dug to catch animals. It is likely that they dug many pits and chased deer and other animals into them, and caught the ones that fell into them. Excavations at the Shidanai site, which were conducted when the Gosho Dam was being built in Tsunaji in the city, revealed the remains of an pouch-shaped woods fence across river, a facility that was built by Jomon period people to catch fish in the river. It seems that fish were driven into the river by stakes set up in the river and enclosed in a circle with branches and other materials. See the flat display case on the right side of the panel. Shell mounds are found at Jomon period sites near the sea. They are piles of shells, fish bones, and animal bones that people have eaten and discarded over the years. The mounds show that people ate whatever they could find in nature and devised ways to eat it. Let's look at the other side of the flat display case. The black thing on the left, shaped like the letter U of the alphabet, is an iron plowshare. It has a groove on the inside. A wooden handle, like the one in the box on the center, was inserted into this groove to till the soil. People in the Nara and Heian periods began to use iron tools, which allowed them to till the soil with ease, making farming more efficient and giving them access to more food. See the panels on the right side. As people began farming, especially rice cultivation, pit dwellings became more rectangular in shape and a kamado, kitchen stove, was built in its place. The kamado was built to cook rice. The kamado was designed to cook the rice, which was hard, and to cook it softly so that it could be eaten with relish. Please see the panel of graphs showing changes in the number of pit dwellings. The number of pit dwellings increased dramatically after the 8th century, 1,300 years ago. The warming of the climate, which will be explained later, and the spread of iron tools made it possible to grow rice in the cold Morioka area, and the population increased. Next, theme 1-3, is prey. Let's go back to the glass case on the wall. To the right is a Jomon period pottery with two cute bears facing each other at the mouth of the pottery. This is a Jomon period pottery excavated from the Teshiramori site, Morioka. To the left is a Jomon period earthenware in the shape of a mushroom. People in the Jomon period did not practice agriculture. They must have made them in hope of nature's blessings. To the left are several pieces of pottery that look like tea bowls, stacked on top of each other. These pottery pieces were excavated from the kamado, hearth of a pit dwelling in the Heian period, 794-1185. From that time it has been believed that there are gods in the kamado. It is thought that when people moved out of their pit dwellings, they performed some kind of spell to the gods of the kamado. Since ancient times, people they did majinai, casting a spell, inori, prayer, uranai, divination, and matsuri, festivals. To pray for good harvests and good health against invisible and mysterious forces. Kofun period, about 1,500 years ago. After that, religious teachings such as Buddhism and Shinto spread along with local beliefs. Traces of Buddhist rituals spread by those in power, as well as of the spells performed by the common people, can be found at archaeological sites. See the mysteriously shaped vase with multiple mouths next to it? This is an object excavated from the Hosoyachi site in Mukonokono, a settlement dating from the latter half of the Heian period. It is called a Toshihei, bottle with multiple spouts. Since it was often excavated together with lanterns, which were filled with oil and lit on fire for light, it is thought that the Toshihei was related to Buddhist rituals such as Mantoi. On its left side are a series of stones with characters written in ink. On the right side, a rather large stone is covered with small letters. The one on the left has a single character written on it. These are called Kyoseki, which are Buddhist scriptures or sutras written and buried in the ground from the Kamakura period in the Middle Ages to the Edo period. It is said that sutras were written on stones and buried in the ground to make offerings to people or to express a wish. In this way, we can see that before the development of science, people offered various prayers for a better life. Next is Theme 2. Theme 2 is Living Better.